This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Gadget Show Live in Birmingham, England. I'm with Aaron and Fibaro. Fibaro are relatively well known for their smart home and home intelligence products. Aaron, do you want to tell us a little bit more about what you can offer?
Yes, of course. Our system is a retrofit and a wireless solution for a whole range of systems, basically. So you have a Home Sensor 2 or a Home Sensor Lite, depending on your flavour. The Home Sensor 2 is a little bit more powerful in the way it handles things, so you can have full scripting, full code on the system. But the Home Sensor Lite is more of a kind of graphic interface for coding. Still pretty much the same between the two on how it look on the interface, but it's just the way that how it handles really powerful things. So once you've got the home sensors in place, they just plug straight into the router. That's pretty much the installation done for that. Then you come to the light switches. Most people start with lighting. Take your existing switch off the wall. Whatever cables you got behind there, two or three wire installation, doesn't matter. Put the dimmer switch behind the switch. Your light switch back on the wall, and then the light works as it did before. Then you can dim from the switch if you've got a retractive switch. If it's toggle, then it just still works as it did before. But then you've got control from your app, phone, tablet, however you want to use it, basically. The intelligence really comes into it, though, when you start adding a range of sensors. So we've got a motion sensor, which is, most people call it the eyeball, because it's the size of like a golf ball. And you put one of those in most rooms, especially when you've got the lighting set up, and it detects the motion, and you can have motion-controlled lighting. From there, it's also got a light level sensor in there, so if there's light level is too high in that room, don't bother turning on the lights, save you some energy. But even more better, it has a temperature sensor in there as well, so that can link into your heating, and then you can have automatic heating. If you open the window, because you've got a door window sensor, turn off your heating, because you don't want to be wasting energy again. And you can have all these range sensors and devices and modules linked together to make your home more safe, secure, convenient, and just overall better to use.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely a good story there in that, you know, for your lighting control, you can retrofit. You don't need Philips Hue or anything like that to do your lighting. You can basically do it with your system.
Absolutely, but that doesn't mean we won't work with Philips Hue, because we got integration with pretty much most products out there. So if somebody's already got Philips Hue, we have a plug-in on our system to download and control and automate to Philips Hue with us. So we're not to shy away from other people. We just want to help and integrate with them. But absolutely, we are a full package for heating, lighting, security, AV even as well.
Okay, and it looks to me like you also have a similar module for sockets, that, you know, power sockets?
That's right, we have a relay module which can basically switch most things are electric, really. Personally, I put them with the device. So if I put it with a lamp, wherever the lamp moves, because it's wireless, the intelligence and the automation stays with that lamp. I can put it behind a socket, that's absolutely fine, and then I can switch whatever is behind the socket as well. But of course, the intelligence is good when it stays with the device.
Okay. And I think you've got a sort of tablet swipe thing here?
That's right. We recently launched Swipe, which is a brand new product. Literally got that yesterday. Added to the system. It's a gesture control pad, so if I swipe down, it was to turn all the dim lights and bring down the shades for me. So if I activate it and swipe down, there we go, dim the lights and bring the shade down. And if I bring it back up again, it brings all the lights back up and brings the shade up. But that could be to control anything, so I could tell my Sonos to dim down, turn the volume down, put the volume up, skip the tracks, go back and forward. Anything you can think about, really. Brilliant thing with this is it can be anywhere. It's battery powered or little USB. But the little pad that I'm taking off now, it's about a millimetre or two thick. That can go behind a wall, 2 inches thick, that I tested yesterday. Still works behind a wall.
That's very impressive.
It's a brand new product. I haven't seen much metal like this on the market, so we're very impressed and we're very excited by this.
Yeah, and what's the price point for this particular, for the Swipe?
Retail is about £200, and for the rest of our products, about £50 for each module and sensor. And the home centre is about £250 it starts at.
Okay, so that £200 is just for the Swipe?
Just the Swipe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is this mostly Z-Wave or is it Zigbee?
Yeah, Z-Wave. So it runs on a lower protocol, or a lower frequency, I should say, than most systems. So 868 megahertz for the UK, or, well, EU anyway. Mm-hmm. Completely under that, so no interference and very strong, very sturdy. Great thing with Z-Wave as well is that it meshes together, so any device, any powered device, just bounces the signal around. So the bigger your house is, the more devices that you have, the stronger the signal, the stronger the automation will be.
That's certainly one of the big benefits there. If people want to know more, do you have a website?
Yes, if you go to www.fabarauk.co.uk, we have a lot of information there and a lot of support. So if you've got any questions, then just fire it our way. Of course, we've got a lot of literature on there about our brand new products and what we've got coming out as well.
Thanks very much, Aaron.
Thanks for your time.